Good morning. This is Bryce, Bianca and Jess with your 9am Zedlines. Starting with our local stories. Brisbane has proposed budget for the National Aquatic Centre at Spring Hill has been revised following the initial news of it costing more than $1 billion to build. The initial budget was delivered by Games Independent Infrastructure and Coordination Authority Chairman Stephen Conroy, anticipating the pool complex to cost $1.2 billion. Former Labor Treasurer Cameron Dick has since questioned these numbers, with acting GIICA Chief Executive Nick Elliott saying the original budget was, quote, very preliminary in nature, end quote. Mr. Elliott has since said the actual cost would not be known until the project validation process was completed. However, the complex would still be funded through the state and federal government's $7.1 billion funding envelope.
Problems have once again arisen for the Queen's Wharf Star Casino in anticipation of their July 31 deal deadline. The sale of Star has been in negotiations since March, with other partners, Hong Kong-based Chow Tai Fook Enterprises and Far East Consortium, offering to pay $53 million for Star's 50% share. However, following the delay of this deal twice, Star has now said it is unlikely to finalise the sale. This comes after Star reported a loss of $27 million for the quarter ending on June 30, on revenue of $270 million. The outcome of the deal is set to be confirmed by midnight tonight.
Family members of a New South Wales woman have been left in shock after their mother's killer was allowed to avoid jail time for the second time. Former Senior Constable Christian James Samuel White was found guilty of manslaughter in 2023 after tasering the 95-year-old victim, resulting in her death. White was given a 2-year good behaviour bond and his sentence continued to be upheld despite a legal challenge by prosecutors seeking a jail term. The victim's family are still struggling to come to terms with the outcome, saying that they were grateful for the work of the prosecutors and respected the court's decision. A consolation conference is due to be held in the Industrial Relations Commission on August 12.
Sydney's 48-hour fare-free period on their train and metro services has been extended for an extra 6 hours in order to accommodate for late-night travellers. New South Wales Minister for Transport, John Graham, said the New South Wales government is working overtime in order to boost the reliability of their state's train network, stating that, quote, we are inviting people to get out and about on the rail system wherever they are, end quote. The typical cost of a train trip to Sydney can range from $3 to $13, with the network spanning from Bathurst to Bondi Junction. The fare-free travel is in place to help encourage people to return to the office and explore the city, as well as promoting city nightlife.
In international news, an update on the tsunami warnings from yesterday after a powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck off of Russia's far east coast. Overnight, the tsunami's first waves hit Russia and then Japan, where nearly 2 million people were evacuated. Waves also reached the US shores, including parts of Hawaii, California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. Today in Hawaii, the tsunami advisory has been lifted and warnings for the US coastline and Japan have been downgraded to advisories. The 8.8 magnitude earthquake is tied for the sixth strongest ever recorded. According to the Kremlin, there were no casualties in Russia.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and warm like your insides after subscribing to 4ZZZ. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.